Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for March 20th, 2020. In the spirit of self-quarantine, I guess, today's episode is going to be slightly different. As many of you may or may not know, I do a full news show over on my YouTube channel. And generally when I record the entire show and then I record all of the bits and then cut out the pieces for this show from that. So today I did things slightly differently. I did a live stream of the news over on my Generally Nerdy page on YouTube. And so this will be excerpts from the live stream. So the audio is going to be slightly different, and it's just going to feel a little bit different until we get to the end, at which point you'll hear this sound again. So without any further ado, let's jump right into the news. TV streaming is probably our biggest coronavirus-heavy section for this episode. So our first piece has to do with a series that wasn't affected by the coronavirus, which makes not as much sense until I tell you what it is. Hellstrom, the FX and Hulu series that is in production, has finished filming, as made very clear to us and confirmed by the series star Tom Austin. They did not go on hiatus. They were not postponed due to the coronavirus concerns. And so we are now moving into post-production on that series. Will the post-production be affected by corona? Probably. So the release date, although I'm not entirely certain that's been given out at the moment, just because I didn't reference that part of the notes. I'm like 80% positive that the release date for this series has not been given at this very time. So whatever release date they had internally will be affected by this, though we won't know it because they haven't made it known to us. That's what we've got there. Now we're talking about DMZ, the Ava DuVernay show that is shooting a pilot episode, which is also starring Rosario Dawson. Rosario Dawson comes back in the news in the next section, so stick around. They finished filming their pilot episode for HBO Max for this DMZ series. They had 2 days left of filming when everything started shutting down, and so Ava DuVernay made the executive decision, well, we have this much left to do, so we're just going to get this done and hope that nobody gets sick. Maybe that was reckless. I personally don't think so. It makes sense if you're that close, finish the dang project and take every freaking precaution possible otherwise. And so that's what they did. And now they have officially ended shooting. And that's pretty exceptional. And then also, again, I told you Rosario Dawson. I said next section, but it was the next piece. Rosario Dawson is coming back into the news for The Mandalorian. She has been officially cast as Ahsoka Tano in season 2 of The Mandalorian. They are currently, or they were, I guess. It's been put on hiatus at the moment. But currently in production, aside from coronavirus issues, currently in production is season 2 of The Mandalorian. Rosario Dawson has been rumored for years to be the live-action actress to play Ahsoka Tano, though there haven't been any instances of that character coming to live-action until now. So, as of now, Rosario Dawson is officially going to be that fan-favorite character, and season 2 of The Mandalorian cannot get here fast enough. So that is what we have there. Next, we are moving into the movies section. Movies is equally as long as TV. That being said, our first piece is a horror-related piece. The Freddy vs. Jason. Now, Freddy vs. Jason came out quite a few years ago. The original screenwriters, Damian Shannon and Mark Swift, at the time said that there was an idea for a sequel. And that's been kind of rumored a number of times since then. Well, someone took to Twitter to ask them about the rumored ending that they wanted to put into the original movie that dealt with Pinhead. And they wouldn't comment on it because apparently they are still hoping to get the sequel done. It sounds like if they're not commenting on it, that somebody might be interested in funding it, because they have to put it out on one of the two production companies that owns Freddy and or Jason, right? Well, they're also throwing Pinhead into the mix, it sounds like. So Pinhead and the Cenobites are going to be the bad guys in the sequel for Freddy versus Jason. It's very interesting. I can totally get behind it, though. That movie was a whole lot of mindless, stupid fun. So that's what we've got there. Next, we were talking about Bloodshot again. This time, though, because we've talked about how, in the last episode very specifically, we talked about how a lot of theaters or a lot of production companies are going to be releasing movies straight to video on demand. That list just keeps growing, and really most of the movies that are on the list anymore are movies that have seen some sort of theatrical release or are towards the end of their theatrical release more specifically, and so the video on demand portion is just kind of a rush deal. The Bloodshot announcement, though, is that, I mean, this movie just came out last week. And now they're putting it on video on demand on March 24th. No word on exactly what the rental cost is going to be, though it would stand to reason that that $20 price point is probably very close to the neighborhood that you're going to have to pay to see Bloodshot at home. Also, though, it sounds like, from a couple of the sources, it sounds like this is not going to be a rental, but a purchase. So you will be purchasing the Bloodshot movie for roughly that $20 price point. Again, that has not been confirmed. That is just my personal conjecture. Seems to stand to reason. There's plenty of reason to believe that that is accurate or close to. Next, we are talking about Dune and December. Oh man, I hope December is still on track for movie releases, because that is my number one anticipated movie for the year. But Dune, Legendary Pictures has officially removed John Spates from the Sisterhood series, which was going to be released on HBO Max, is still going to be released on HBO Max, just John Spates is not going to be a part of it. Well, why aren't we talking about this in the TV section? Well, because they're moving John Spates to an as yet untitled or unannounced sequel to Dune. I feel like the sequel to Dune part leaves a lot to interpretation, because Denis Villeneuve's movie, if memory serves me correctly, Denis is doing a trilogy, at the very least a trilogy. Potentially he's doing 5 movies for Legendary Pictures in the Dune franchise, all depending on how the first movie does, right? So if John Spates is also doing a movie in the Dune universe, it would not be a direct sequel to this one coming out hopefully in December. That's all kind of muddy water, because they still haven't even announced what the Dune movie is that they're putting Spates onto. As far as the Sisterhood series goes, though, the pilot episode is set to be directed by Denis Villeneuve himself. So everything is, they're playing everything really, really close to the chest. Yeah, rumor mill. It's going really slow, but yeah, rumor mill. All right, so we have rumor mill to discuss, and rumor mill is approximately the same size as the other two big ones, TV and movies. So rumor mill. Oh, come on, clear the screen. There we go. Rumor mill. We have the first one is Spider-Man 3. Now, I'm going to put a little bit of a disclaimer at the front of this rumor, just because I feel like there is a strong potential that this is an old rumor being rehashed. Because of who is rehashing it, though, it is potentially industry inside information. Kevin Smith, on the most recent episode of Fat Man Beyond, was talking about how Charlie Cox might be reprising his role as Matt Murdock in the Spider-Man 3 movie. So is that going to be the lawyer that Spider-Man gets and not Jen Walters? I mean, it is entirely possible we get Daredevil and She-Hulk in the same movie, but not super likely we're going to get Daredevil and She-Hulk in the same movie. Now, that being said, after watching most, if not all, of the episodes for Fat Man Beyond, or listening to at the very least, it is pretty clear to me that oftentimes the rumor mill, the actual rumor mill, the things that are being talked about today, it moves much faster than Kevin Smith or Mark Bernardin have the ability to track, because they are very busy men. They have day jobs that, you know, pay bills and not just flights of fancy. So this is entirely possible, and in fact, I would say probable, that this is an old rumor that we have already covered, because I do remember talking about this probably 2 months ago right here on the show. So that being said, this is likely an old rumor. It's just, if it does come from Kevin, I mean, if it does come from a different source that Kevin Smith is made privy to because of his status as a director or writer or person in Hollywood at the very least, then this could have a little bit of legs. It's just not super clear exactly where this is coming from, aside from him saying, hey, did you hear this rumor? So that's what we've got there. We're moving next into Captain Marvel 2. Captain Marvel 2, we are hearing that S.W.O.R.D. is going to play a large role in the movie. Exactly how large, don't know just yet, but also this rumor goes on to say that Carol Danvers is going to be putting together the MCU version of the A-Team. That team is going to feature She-Hulk, who is getting a series, Scarlet Witch, also getting a series, Spider-Woman, rumored to be a Kevin Feige favorite, so very likely getting a series in the future, Mighty Thor, as played, Jane Foster, as played by... Oh, words, people, names. I can never remember certain things. So Lady Thor, whatever. Natalie Portman, thank you. And Valkyrie and Spectrum. So Valkyrie kind of sort of getting a specialty spot in movies. Mighty Thor, Jane Foster, definitely going to be a major part of the Thor Love and Thunder movie. And then Spectrum, Melissa Rambeau, is in the first Captain Marvel movie. It is rumored that in the Multiverse of Madness, we are going to be introduced to an older version of that character. And if you know your comic book lore, that character does become Captain Marvel for a stint, Spectrum, and then goes by a number of other superhero names as well. So all sounds like there's some grounding in possibility here. And then the rumor continues just a little bit further to kind of give us an idea of the big bad for this movie is going to be Brood. And because of that, they're going to be playing the movie as a quasi-cosmic horror instead of just a straight comic book superhero movie. So that's kind of awesome. I can totally dig that. Brood being a very interesting choice, very, very cosmic choice. I would love to see how they would tackle this. And then our final rumor for the episode, and I'm going to read some text directly from the quote-unquote leaker who broke the rumor, and this one is tied very closely to the Captain Marvel 2 rumor. So, this one is about the Secret Invasion series that we have been talking about for a little while in the rumor mill. Secret Invasion Disney Plus series. The rumor claims that the series will explore a group of Skrull refugees hiding out on Earth who are being pursued by a squadron of Kree sleeper cells led by Yon Rogg and the remaining members of the Star Force. Pardon me. The main character will be hulking of the main character of the Secret Invasion series will be hulking, a Kree-Skrull hybrid who has taken the identity of Teddy Altman, a high school student. Hulking will also cameo in the WandaVision series and will be a major player in the Captain Marvel 2 movie. So I feel like this one, it does sound like there's plot involved in this leak. I don't know how much of that has been made up, though. It kind of also sounds like this is not on the same cosmic scale as Captain Marvel. And it's supposed to be like they're part of the same thing. So if you're going cosmic with the one, it would make super sense, especially Secret Invasion, because by definition, Secret Invasion is a super cosmic story. So that would lead you to believe that that would be the course that they would take, but it doesn't sound like it. So I don't know how much water that rumor holds. But that's the end of the rumor mill, guys. And that does it for this episode of Your Headlines, Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject and subscribe to any of which you choose on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or if you want to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much more nerd news, like I said, this is excerpts from a live stream. If you want to see the whole live stream, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.